We'll look at some of the great battles of that confrontation, such as Marathon and Salamis. And it's important, I think, to get a firm grasp of what happens during the Persian Wars, because it is from this time that the Greeks will articulate a new sense of freedom and of Greek identity. And further, and this is a point that I'll come to at the end of the lecture, it is also from this time, in my opinion, that we can date a fundamental divide between West and East. And that notion, which is still very alive and active in our own culture, is one that I think is embedded as a result of the confrontation between Greece and Persia and the victory, the perhaps unlikely victory, of the Greeks over the Persians. So let's go back then and talk a little bit about the actual circumstances that gave rise to these wars between the two powers. With the expansion of the Persian realm in the late 6th century, particularly under Darius at the end of the 6th century, it was only a matter of time before Greeks and Persians came into open conflict with each other. In fact, by about 500, most of the Greek cities of the western coast of Anatolia had fallen under Persian control and were ruled by tyrants who were pro-Persian in their policy. In 499, the various cities of this Ionian coast of Asia Minor went into revolt against their tyrants and against the Persians behind them. And the revolt culminated in 498 BC with the burning of the city of Sardis, a city used by the Persian satrap as his capital. Ominously, the burning of Sardis was conducted not only by the Ionian Greeks, the Greeks of this coast of Asia Minor, they were joined also by a contingent of their cousins, the Athenians. And so, in the eyes of the Persians, it was not just the Greeks of Asia Minor, but also Greeks of the mainland, Athenians, who had been responsible for this affront, for this outrageous burning of Sardis. The Ionian Revolt, as it's called, petered out over the next couple of years and finally finished around 492. And the response of the Persians to this uprising on the part of the Greeks is quite instructive. In many of the cities which had been ruled by pro-Persian tyrants, as a result of the Ionian Revolt, the Persians, in fact, allowed democracies to take over. And furthermore, when, some years later, the Athenians replaced the Persians and expelled them from Ionia altogether, the amount of tribute paid by these Greek states to the Athenians was identical to the amount of tax that had been paid earlier to the Persians. So it seems as if the Persians had been ruling with a relatively light hand and had not been quite as tyrannical and overbearing as later traditions made out. Nevertheless, no Persian king, of course, would allow a revolt to go unchallenged, nor would he allow the Athenians to go unpunished for their assistance to the Ionian Greeks. And so in 490 BC, after the Ionian Revolt had come to an end, Darius, the Persian king, sent ambassadors to Athens demanding their submission. They were to give him fire and water, tokens that they accepted him as their overlord. The Athenians did not play along. And so, in 490 BC, the Persians mounted an invasion which landed at Marathon, 26 miles east of the city of Athens. And the events that took place there are ones that are really a turning point in Greek history. Because, as the Greek historian Herodotus tells us, and he was writing about 40 years after these events, the Persians were pushed back into the sea. Supposedly, according to Herodotus, 6,400 Persians were cut down that day. And according to Herodotus, 192 Athenians died that day. Now, it's certainly true that there are some problems with the Herodotean account. Two of them, two famous problems that historians often deal with. The first is that Herodotus, in his account, says on a number of occasions that as the Athenians lined up and saw the Persians disembarking, the Athenian hoplites, that is to say, heavily armed soldiers wearing body armor, greaves, a large shield, spears, and a helmet, ran across the plain of Marathon to push the Persians back.